Okay, so there's this modeling gig that I had. I'm up in Taizong, properly pronounced, and I'm you know the customer was there. Okay, that means the representative from the great big factory company that's trying to sell the product. The customer, so the customer was there, and he was, you know, bringing some things, bringing some materials, and he was there watching us use this product that I'm demonstrating that I don't want to talk about. And it had some quirks while I'm using it, because I'm modeling it. I'm the actor. It's great because, this was my photographer that I did for my, I hired him for my own modeling shoot. You want to be a model? You got to go get your photo shoot portfolio, hey. Well, the camera guy loved working with me so much because I love having my picture taken. It's just so adorable. In high school, I went to get my high school pictures taken, and they took like, everyone gets typically 18 poses. They did like 20, 30 poses with me because it's so fun taking pictures of me. I love it. They love it. The cameraman, it's so enjoyable. It's its own reward. No, I'm not trying to be weird. Photographers enjoy working with me because I'm a delight to work with. I'm fun. You know, photographers want to get a certain reaction, happy, sad, over here this way, tilt that way, look here, hold still here, move over there. And I do it. And I have my own ideas that the cameraman wants. Oh yeah, come up with your own ideas. Oh, that's great. I never thought of that. Hold on, still, you know. So when I'm the camera guy, it's the same way. I do. They people love having me work with her as a camera guy. It's like, in fact, I got to tell you about this trip. Anyhow, so remind me. Okay, thanks. Just no. Make a note quick, and tell. Make sure that you tell me, in a few minutes. All right. Okay. So we'll come back to that. So, I'm up in Taizong, properly pronounced, and. I'm working and the product has some natural flaws. It was a prototype and I'm acting with it. And the representative from the client or the customer, or whatever, is there. And he says, you know, you have any feedback? You know, what do you think about this? I said, well, I've noticed something. It sticks here. I've been using it for 20 minutes and it sticks here when I try to use it. And he goes, okay, that's interesting. We want the factory to know about that. So, there we're getting some feedback, opinions, and the guy just kept asking me for my product design tips. I'm like, I'm a model and you're asking for product design tips, and he's thrilled to take it. So it's like I'm model and product reviewer, like that's developing. Okay. And so I had another friend, I don't want to say much about it, but he's trying to get another product on the market. And I told him about this. I said, I got a buddy who's a YouTuber, he doesn't want your product because he's already a professional and he thinks that's for beginners, but I am a beginner. So maybe give me the one you were going to give him and I'll actually try it and see if it can help me get past beginner. And he's like, Jesse, that's a great idea. Let's do it. And I told him, I said, I've already been modeling and reviewing this other product. So that was really fun, but we had a lot of fun with the photo shoot. There was video, there were camera stills, photo stills. There was also video story. And I didn't know this, but this is an advertisement for the United States. So you might see me on TV. I don't want to spoil the product and say what it is, but if you see me in an advertisement on TV, that was it. It was a delight. It's a new product. It's an interesting gizmo gadget. I like it. I actually would find it useful, though not necessarily for what they were doing in the ad always. But I would find it useful for some of the things I would put in the ad. I would definitely think, as a photographer myself, I would find this extremely useful, which is what one of the advertisements is. So anyhow, but my photographer that I hired is the guy that was the director for this. So he enjoyed working with me and he knew that I could do this. And so he asked me to be in the part where I was acting and creating a story. And then there were other friends that were with us. There met a few other Westerners that were in Taiwan. Well, you ready for the funny thing? It's supposed to look like an American family walking down the street. And in the commercial, this is how acting goes. So there's no disrespect here. This is how it works. we're just talking utter nonsense. And we're laughing and joking. And one of these people is a German with fluent, perfect, flawless English, but an accent. The other is Russian. And the only thing that she said to me the whole time was goodbye at the very end after like 2 days of working together. But she was a delight. And, you know, these are the Western faces in Taiwan. If they're going to make a photo, it had to be like this. And we all got along. It was like a family. The other guy's my buddy, Nick. So I don't know if you see it, but it was a delight. And we were having so much fun walking down the street. The guys, you know, the director's filming us. Everyone else stops and forms a crowd because they want to see the advertisement. So he puts down his camera, acts like he's not shooting. So the crowd disperses and then goes back to filming. Oh, it was a delightful time. So during the off time, my buddy Nick and I, the other guy, the younger guy Nick and I went off for a walk. It was late at night. We're at the hostel hotel thingy, and I'm like, hey, do you want to go walk around Taizong, properly pronounced? And he's like, yeah, sure, why not? So we go out and walk around, and guess what starts happening? I start seeing orange things and circles. Oh, you know about the big circle, the orange circle. You've seen that, right? The big orange circle. It's an article that I wrote. It's utterly ridiculous. I was walking around Taiwai, which literally, it's in Hong Kong. Taiwai is in Hong Kong. Zach King, you know Final Cut King? Yeah, he did a video there at Taiwai. And I messaged him. I said, you were in Taiwai? He goes, yeah. So that's where he got off. So I did a shoot there. I had this crazy experience with seeing orange things everywhere for 7 hours in Taiwai. And I started to see that happen there in Taizong, walking around with Nick. I said, do you want to go walk up to the big skate park? He goes, sure, why not? I don't have a skateboard, though. I said, I don't either. Because my skateboard was back at the hostel hotel thingy. So we walk to the skate park. I don't know anybody there. I'm so sad. My friends aren't there. And they're all people that I don't know. And I wanted to see my friends, you know? And of course they wanted to see me. It was there. I'm sure that they lost sleep for the next two nights knowing that I was there and they weren't. And so I'm all sad. And so I just sat down and this kid sits next to me and starts smoking because that's healthy or whatever. And according to doctors, you know, I mean, doctors smoke Camels anyway. I can't speak for other cigarettes, but that's a cigarette doctors smoke, right? So he sits next to me and I said, hi. And he goes, hi. And I said, can you skate? He goes, yeah. You know where this is going. So Nick's tired, exhausted. He's falling asleep. He walked onto the skate park, laid down up at the top of one of the ramps, went to sleep, never left his spot the whole time. Nick's asleep just now. And I start talking to this kid. I go, what can you do? He says, well, I can wall ride and I can no comply. If you know what that is, look it up. Wall ride, no comply. Two moves. And I said, okay. He says, but I've been on lockdown in COVID, so I haven't been practicing. I said, well, show me. So he goes and does a trick and fails. I said, try it again. He goes again, fails. I pull out my camera, my phone, my iPhone. I point at my phone and say, can I give you some pressure? He goes, sure. So I tiptoe running after him. It doesn't look like I'm running because the camera's not shaking because I know yoga and kung fu and marched in high school marching band. So I'm carrying the camera without shaking and he lands it. We do a couple more takes and have some more fun. And I say, we could do a bigger line. It's called a line. Skateboarder's called a line, skateboard line. It's many tricks in a row. And I said, you have a friend that could loan me a skateboard, and I'll follow you. He goes, sure. So he runs over his friend. Hey, loan Jesse your skateboard. I'm like, hi, I'm Jesse. You know, and I said, hi. So I borrowed a skateboard. So Nick wakes up, looks over at the skate park, and there's Jesse riding someone else's skateboard, skating after a skater that Jesse doesn't know, taking a video. And Nick's like, I'm not surprised. We got done. I did production, posted the video. It was a great video. It was awesome. That happened. That was Taizong. Utterly loved it. Later on, next day, went to the local skate shop. Changed my life. See you tomorrow.